In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the second greatest feast of the church year. And yet it's one that we often really take for granted. And the reason is because we don't understand exactly who the Holy Spirit is. I've heard the Holy Spirit referred to as it many times, many, many times. Because we know about the Father, we know about the Son, but the Holy Spirit is somehow, to most people, a thing. Okay, it's some sort of force. It's some kind of power. Well, it is these things, but it is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a He. He who is. In the same way that the Father is, in the same way that the Son is, the Holy Spirit is equal to both of them in all things. The Holy Spirit lacks nothing that the Father and the Son have. Absolutely nothing. And yet, we still think of the Holy Spirit as somehow separate from the Trinity. Now, a lot of this is because of our own Western notions of Christianity, where the Holy Spirit has indeed been subordinated in many, many ways. But in Orthodoxy, no. We call Him, O Heavenly King. Who else do we hear that gets that title? Our Lord Jesus Christ, many times. Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present, everywhere, fills all things, treasury of good things and giver of life. And we ask Him to come and abide in us. And yet for so many of us, my dear brothers and sisters, we negate the power that the Father sends down to us through the Son into the world, the Holy Spirit, because we don't understand who He is and what His role is. His role was precisely on this day of Pentecost to complete all that which had gone before. Everything that started back at the beginning of Great Lent is now fulfilled on this day. And don't for a moment think that when we read in the Acts of the Apostles today about the Holy Spirit coming upon all of them together at about the third hour and the great rushing wind and the Spirit appearing like tongues of fire, not as tongues of fire, because that would imply that somehow the Holy Spirit is material, but like tongues of fire, don't think for a minute that what happened then is not happening now. That will happen when we read the magnificent prayers at the Vespers, which follows the liturgy. The Holy Spirit is as present to us today as He was to all of the apostles back then. And the great tragedy is that we don't take this into our lives. That we don't understand the activity that He can spark within our lives. He can revivify. He can renew. He can create new people in all of us very, very easily if we will but accept that He will do so. And that's where we run into trouble, because we don't. In the same way that so often we fence out our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives because somehow we feel that although we know He's the Savior, that, you know, if He would just let us control things, we could probably do it a little bit better. I mean, don't deny it. Everyone here has thought that at one point or the other. I have too. It's only human to do that. But we have to break down that barrier within ourselves and open ourselves to the thing that God wants to give us. It's very, very important to know that that Holy Spirit is as real today and that He is as glorious and comforting and vivifying as He was then. And He can renew all creation. He can renew the creation which you are if you will but let Him and open yourselves to Him. The power is simply amazing. I lost a very dear friend of mine yesterday, who she knew me back in eighth grade. That's probably a pretty frightening thought for some of you about me in eighth grade. But we had lost touch for many, many years, and about 10 years ago, she contacted me. And we struck up a conversation, and one thing led to another. And she had been fighting all sorts of things that started in her life when I was actually there when her father killed himself in eighth grade. And that absolutely demonic presence went with her through her entire life. She was never quite able to shake it. But she was able to recognize the truth of the Orthodox faith. And so I had the great pleasure and honor of baptizing her in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at Holy Cross OCA Church back in around 2012, I think it was. That wasn't the end of her problems. They continued to haunt her, absolutely. But she recognized the truth of the Holy Spirit. She even was able to paint a beautiful icon of her guardian angel along the way. And even though the intense pressure of this influence that was with her every day of her life never left her, she was still able to overcome so much by the power of the faith. Now, why people deal with some things and other don't, that's a great mystery of God. We'll never know this. We'll never be able to figure that out exactly. We have to leave that in the hands of God. We only know that those who are chastened by the Lord, those who suffer for the Lord, are blessed by the Lord. But the point is that that Holy Spirit worked in her life, beset by so many problems, so many horrible issues, that for most of us who are not dealing with these kinds of things, think of what the Holy Spirit can do in your own life. This is why we decorate the church with greenery today, as a testimony to the vivifying action of the Holy Spirit, the life-creating energy that He gives to everything, the newness of life, the potential of rebirth. This is what we have to think about. And if I could tell you just one thing today in this magnificent celebration that we have, it would be to pay attention to yourselves and pay attention to the things that are going on in your own lives. If you've got somehow disagreements or things getting in the way with you and a family member or a friend, and there's some long-standing sense of conflict, try to resolve it. Pay attention to the little things in your life, to the small things that when you come to the end of your life, you're going to think back on and you're going to think, why? Why was I so negligent? Why was I not awakened to all the things that were going on in my life, that at the time I was so busy and I just ran by them, but now they're having meaning to me? Don't let the little things go by. Be creative. Be faithful to God, to the church, to your neighbors, friends, and family. Be aware at all times to the luminous aspects that the Holy Spirit pours down upon all of us, because we are so often so deadened in our own sins, so deadened with the things of the world that just beset us and cover us up and make us somehow despondent and feel like life is such a slog. And sometimes it is, but that can be changed, that can be lightened by paying attention to ourselves and to the glories of God that He gives to all of us. If you don't, and it's a terrible, terrible cliche from that horrible old Mac Davis song, Stop and Smell the Roses. And it was a terrible song. But it's very important to know that the message that comes in that song is very important. Stop. Breathe. Breathe life. Breathe the Holy Spirit. Breathe the gifts of God that are all around you. All the things that you have, be thankful for. Every breath that you take, be thankful for this incredible opportunity that God has given to you. And not only given to you, but He has shared it with you because He has become one of us. And now that He has risen and ascended into heaven, and He said He had to do this in order for this day to come, for that Holy Spirit to come upon us and complete all of His work. And that completion is ongoing in all of you. In all of you. If you will simply pray to Him. Pray to the Holy Spirit that He may fill you in every aspect of your life. And my dear brothers and sisters, your lives will never be the same again if you but turn to Him and fulfill all these things which our Lord has required of us. Amen.